Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi guys, DGS. We are here with Skip Weber. About once a week we get together and we do the Sweet 16. Today, in honor of Halloween, remember back in the day, guys, we've been doing this for 20 years now. We would do like 6 weeks of Halloween themed Sweet 16s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the next scariest monster? What's the stupidest protagonist? What's the best candy? Which is, you know.
Man, this was great.
Yeah.
So Phoebe and I, I'm less dumb right now than her mom. I'm not sure why that is. Like
In Phoebe's opinion.
Oh, yeah, God, clarify. Yes. No.
When you just say that, it's like, well, let's...
And only in Phoebe's opinion. But you know that mom-daughter thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So she listens more to me for whatever reason. But I'm still pretty dumb. And she and her boyfriend watch Pet Sematary. And I'm like, oh, the original? She's like, there's an original? And I said, what'd you think of the sister? She's like, oh, she's real spooky. I'm like, the original one is so much worse. She's like, not possible. What's her name?
Zelda.
Yeah.
So I pulled up a picture, and the look on Phoebe's face was priceless. It was just like, oh my, why would anyone ever make this? It's so terrifying.
Right.
Mm.
Since we're on the subject.
What?
Okay. You're like, I'm less dumb than her mom. Anyway, here's a story that has nothing to do with that.
No, because
Phoebe's listening.
Because Phoebe, like, agreed.
As everybody knows,
who has a
16 or 17 year old.
You would expect the teenage daughter to be like, shut up, Dad.
To not listen at all.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's so stupid. It's not scary at all. Yeah.
If I'd known there was an original, I wouldn't even watch this one.
Exactly.
If I'd known there was one that you liked.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Since we're on the subject.
Yes.
We got to breach the, as we always do in the spooky Sweet 16s.
Yes.
Got to breach the Exorcist. Is the Exorcist still, is that legacied into the Hall of Fame?
No, I think Exorcist can be on it because we're doing the Sweet 16 of the scariest place to like wake up and find yourself.
Mm.
There are like three or four places in the Exorcist house that it could be.
Yeah.
So I think we added it.
So here's how I approach it. I was telling Andrew earlier, this is one of the hardest ones for me to make a list of. Number one, because I loved horror movies for a long time, and I don't dislike them now. It's just that what I do with my time, I haven't watched any of the more recent.
I haven't
watched any of the remakes. I've watched It, because I love the TV version of it. I actually wanted to see one that was actually made for movies, which would therefore be scarier. But like The Conjurings and all of these, you know, I mean, there's a million of them. I mean, during COVID, that's the only thing that they went ahead and made is the horror movies. None of the Paranormal Activities. I haven't seen any of them, okay? So many of my stuff goes back to...
It's okay.
But here's the problem with that. There's a lot of settings, like The Exorcist. If I didn't know that what had happened in that room, that room wouldn't be scary to me.
Okay, hear me out.
Yeah.
You see?
Hear me out. For all of these, I feel like we have to assume that we know the spooky thing is happening.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been easier, but not. I didn't do that in my stuff. So you'll see my list.
If it's like the mall from Dawn of the Dead or whatever, then if there's no zombies, there's just a mall.
Yeah,
that's not scary at all.
Exactly. I was thinking
more than that. I was thinking like you wake up in Reagan's room and she's floating, kind of thing.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. Cool.
Okay. So that would have made it a bitter. I have enough for the list, but it just was harder than normal.
Moments like this always make me laugh. Because right now there are doctors consulting over someone's cancer treatments who are taking it less serious than we are right now.
Right.
You know?
Well, I have 380 employees that are more serious about their job than I am about their job right now. I'm more serious about this.
More serious about
this. Yeah, exactly.
All right, lead it off.
All right, I'm going to go with the mortuary basement in Phantasm.
Good. Good one.
Because I don't care if I knew what was going to go on. That place is still creepy as can be. That was... that. movie scared me so much, and I have to look at it now. Watch it now. It's just they were still new at making horror movies, yes. But it was so scary to a little kid at that.
I've not watched it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So
wasn't it scary though?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that was
for real, right?
I'm just Googling the basement from Phantasm. How about Room 237?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched that movie, by the way?
I think the documentary.
We had him on.
Yeah, we had the director on. You should watch it, Skip. It's a bunch of really interesting fan theories, and it's really good. Like it's
really,
yeah. If you're into The Shining at all, it's really cool.
Well, here's something about The Shining that I thought was neat. I don't know how much you read other Stephen King's books, but his latest stuff, he does not do much horror anymore. He does really good books. Some of it has some weird stuff, maybe space aliens or something. But his most recent book is called Billy Summers, and there's several shout outs to The Shining in it that it crosses The Shining universe.
Hmm.
You actually see. The main character sees where the ruins of the hotel was. And somebody says, that's a hotel. Somebody said that was haunted. You know, kind of cool. I thought that's kind of neat. Come full circle around.
I understand that he's a writer and I understand that he's Stephen King, but he must do nothing but write.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just almost, it just seems impossible that anyone could be that prolific.
Yeah. Well, he's also, I think, once you get to a certain point, and he's been at this point for 40 years, you can just crank it out. Like, you really can't, the act of writing is no longer a chore.
I totally disagree with that, because his books are so different. Here's why.
Now, I don't mean crank it out like generic garbage. Yeah. I just mean he's able to write very fast.
You should say hear me out three times again.
Yeah. But I'm just saying his books have been so different. So he's got these ideas of stories in his head, and that's just brilliant. I mean, he had so many great horror novels. Then he gets into some of the stuff like the Stand By Me story. And then the go back in time to stop the Kennedy assassination story, which is a great book. And there's some mystery novels. And The Gunslinger is not really scary. All those things. They're just so different. It's not like the same type. I don't know that he can crank it out. I think he has these stories and he fleshes it out. But I think he does work at it. I mean, it's just too different. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong with that. But interesting guy.
I just read The Gunslinger. And I loved it, but then I got to the end of the book, and I have no desire to read the next one. Is that normal?
The next seven?
Yes. Yeah. I read The Gunslinger in a weekend, and I'm like, man, that was really good.
Yeah.
But I'm good for now. Like, I'll probably read it later. But
so have
I don't
you read
know.
The Stand?
Yeah. Yeah, Stand is like...
That's his masterpiece, I think.
It's very difficult to step into a seven series like book,
well,
right? Or seven book
like
series.
Well, it also felt like nothing much happened. I was really into it while I was reading it. And then I'm like, okay, so we finally had his conversation with the man in black, spoiler alert. And now we're just back to square one. Like, I don't know. But it was really well written. Like, I love the way he writes. Anyway.
Those books are bananas, too.
Back to the Sweet 16.
Those books are wild.
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone know what the Evans City Cemetery is?
No.
It is the cemetery from the original Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Where... The brother and sister there.
Just sitting there, just visiting a grave, yes. And all of a sudden, here comes a stumbling dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, that's a great movie.
It really is.
It's a great movie.
I mean, I think, not just because I saw it when I was a kid, I think that simple black and white, probably 16mm shot in the cemetery is infinitely scarier than any other zombie thing ever.
Agreed. Also because there's no explanation for it. There's all of a sudden just a guy stumbling at him that looks like he's kind of disheveled and then he attacks him. I mean, to me, that's like, what? If you're a person, you know, as opposed to a disease or a virus or something like that. Yeah.
Andrew.
I'm going to say from one of my very favorites, the Nostromo.
What is that?
Remind me?
That is
Alien?
The ship from Alien.
Oh, man, I didn't think anyone was going to say that. Yeah. That's probably the movie that scared me the most.
I always leave it to Andrew to surprise you.
Scared me the most, I thought.
Now hear me out.
Nostromo.
Yeah.
My list makes my list a little...
You took The Shining, you took the Nostromo. Okay. I don't have as many as I thought. Okay. Let's go with The Barn, where Ed Gein... I don't know if they called him that, where Leatherface had his hooks hanging up.
Mm-hmm. Spooky.
Like, the one girl did wake up.
Yes.
Didn't know where she was and just starts seeing the hooks and starts seeing the stuff and then tries to get away.
Okay. I've never seen the original Chainsaw. My best friend growing up was a girl named Stacy, who we used to tell each other scary stories every day, and this one scared me more than anything. She said that she saw it. That was a lie. and she said there is a part where there was like a grandma in a rocking chair, mm-hmm. and they would cut people's fingers off, and she would suck the blood out of them.
Grandpa.
Is that true?
Correct.
That's correct.
Grandpa.
Nice. Stacy, my apologies.
And then they hand him a hammer. Because he's so weak, they want him to kill the person. So he's trying to lift it and hit the person on the head. And it's just like, you're going, what kind of family is this? Mm. Yeah. No, it's a very horrifying movie. Not a lot of jump outs, but it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. So they wanted him to suck the blood so he got strength?
Oh, yeah.
Well, just because they like to eat people.
That's what they do.
Okay. I've never seen the film.
No,
it's horrific.
It's way better than any of the remakes that they've tried. It goes back to that same thing with Night of the Living Dead. Mm-hmm. The graininess of the film, the non-recognizability of any of the actors, it just looks like normal kids. It's pretty bad.
Okay, let's do a quick break. Right back with more of the Sweet 16 of the scariest places to wake up in honor of Halloween. Welcome back, guys. DGS. We are here with Skip Weber doing the Sweet 16 of the scariest places to wake up in. Rich?
All right. How about the pit from The Silence of the Lambs?
Mm-hmm. I have it.
Yeah. I'd be pretty upset if I woke up in that thing.
Because you know you're just boned.
Yeah.
I know.
You see
the scratch marks of people trying to claw up and all that. Yeah.
I would look. I know it was probably unpleasant to get the hose, but I'm not putting that lotion on. You know, like you might kill me, but you're not getting the skin suit that you always wanted.
I have never had that thought before. You're
it's
right.
Like, the hose.
Give
you're
me the hose.
Murder me
give
anyway. Me the hose. Who cares?
Yeah, you're gonna cut my skin off.
Exactly.
It's so true. I will go the orca from Jaws.
Mmm.
Because I tried to really, on this one, like, not just spooky, scary, ghosty, but like...
Yeah, I've got one like that. Too.
Yeah. No, I do too. That's not a scary, quote-unquote, movie, but it's a great movie. One of the best.
Yeah, I watched it again. I had never seen it as an adult, just as a kid. And I knew the plot, but watching it as an adult, just how tense everything is. I was so impressed. Yeah. What a great movie.
And the mayor has that suit with the... Like anchors on. Oh,
Mayor's
so
great. Everyone in that's great.
Yeah, they really are.
Before Rach watched it, I told her that the lady whose son gets killed.
He said she was 33 years old.
I thought she was. Like, remember how old she looked? She looked like a grandma.
3 years older than me. I'm watching it like, there is no way.
I'm like, wait for the lady. She's 33.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was wrong. I Googled it.
How old was she-ish?
She was in like her 50s. Okay. I don't know where you got that.
But her son was only like 10, so she must. You know.
She's a freak. Whose turn?
Mine.
Andrews.
Thule Station is what I will say to clear out the first round.
What's that?
That
from,
is...
From Willy Wonka?
That's The Thing.
Oh, yeah.
The
Thing. Oh, yeah.
I woke up in
the remake
factory.
Of The Thing with Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
I watched the original the other day.
Yeah, the original's good, but I think the Kurt Russell one's
The Kurt Russell
really
one's better.
Yeah, but the original's really good.
Yeah, it is.
The
original
James Arness is the monster. I didn't know that.
Oh, the book is great, too.
It's a great one.
Have you watched the prequel with Mary Elizabeth Winstead?
No.
It's worth it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
As Andrew poops on it. Have you seen it?
Ah, it's garbage.
No.
Hear me out. It's garbage.
No. I will not be watching that.
Skip.
Okay. Going on the theme that it's not that scary of a movie, but it goes back to classic horror movies, but I'm going to use the more recent one. I would say Dracula's Castle.
I had it.
It's John Harcourt. Waking up with the Borgia sisters, hovering over. I'm going, oh my gosh. But the movie's not that scary, but it's brilliantly done.
Oh, I think.
And the scariness of it is putting yourself in the position.
Hear me out. I think Francis Ford Coppola, I think it's one of the most romantic movies of all time.
Agreed. I agree.
When I wrote it down, I was thinking of the original Bela Lugosi castle.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing romantic about that. That's just
that's right.
Terrifying.
That's right. I think that that was one of Keanu Reeves's best roles to that time. I think he's done better since because He played the guy who had to be there, and no one in their right mind would want to be there, but he played that guy pretty well. I don't know. I just thought it was you put yourself in that, and it's scary. You're mm-hmm. watching it. Not so scary.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
I'm also in love with Dracula.
Rach?
Has anyone seen Room with Brie Larson?
Yes.
It's not like spooky scary, but it'd be pretty terrible to wake up in the mm-hmm. teeny tiny room knowing
yeah,
that you're a
qualifies.
Prisoner there forever.
Yeah.
The room from Room.
Mm-hmm. The quintessential room.
You know, the room.
The room.
From Room.
I'll go with the first, possibly last, Exorcist, and I will do the stairs.
The oh, where she's climbing down yeah. them?
No. The outside stairs that are like iconic now, where you yeah. can go in D.C. and you can see them. There's a big plaque just where the guy fell down.
Right.
Oh, this is kind of interesting.
I don't know why it's so funny to me, the outdoor stairs.
I just wrote
scary.
Outside stairs.
I'd hate to wake up on those outdoor stairs.
I'm going with the patio from The Exorcist.
I couldn't just easily walk away from the house.
Man, I'd be wake up and I don't really fit on the stairs. I just roll down. It would be so scary.
Hear me out. They have a butler's pantry.
The sidewalk outside the house.
So I've always thought that The Exorcist 3 with George C. Scott was equally scary as the original one, but no one's ever seen it. And I was watching, I sound like a freak right now, but I was watching the interviews with Jeffrey Dahmer over yeah. the weekend.
Sure.
And he said that he used to watch that every day, and he would watch it while he was killing his guys. And I was like, oh, there you go.
Wow.
Why did they tape that?
Tape what?
The interview with Jeffrey Dahmer. Was it him speaking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did this.
I think that's sick.
They did this in-depth interview. Probably.
I wish they wouldn't do that.
It was fascinating, though. They interviewed his dad. His dad was right there next to him. It was crazy. Andrew, why don't you run through real quick what we got?
We've got Phantasm Mortuary, The Pit from the Silence of the Lambs, Stool Station from The Thing, Room 237 from The Shining, Dracula's Castle from the Dracula series of films, Evans City Cemetery from the original Night of the Living Dead, The Chainsaw Barn from The Titular Massacre, The Outside Stairs, no introduction needed, The Nostromo from Alien, The Orca from Jaws, and Room from Room.
And can I say, in my defense, it's the,
we're covering everything.
It's the outdoor stairs from The Exorcist, but it could be any outdoor stairs. I'm just terrified of them.
Why can't you have a ramp out of your house?
Making up excuses for why he can't go to lunch. Like, yeah, I got to the restaurant and I just didn't like the look, so I'm just leaving.
Do you guys have a rope? Where do we leave off?
Skip.
No.
Andrew.
Andrews.
Oh. I'm going to say, Room 1408, the spooky hotel room.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Now, again, assuming that this is when all the crazy stuff is happening and the walls are melting and he's locked in and he can't get out.
I love that movie.
Yeah,
it's
John
a fantastic
Cusack.
Movie.
I wouldn't want to be in a room with him either.
And also John Cusack is in there being just the most obnoxious form
you
of
know,
John Cusack.
Can I be serious, though? It would be the greatest thing in the world to be in a room with John Cusack for about 10 minutes. And then I think he'd annoy the hell out of me.
Yeah.
He's very opinionated.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a quick break. Right back with more of the Sweet 16 of the scariest places to wake up in honor of Halloween. Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. We are doing the Sweet 16 of the most scary places where we would least like to wake up and find ourselves in honor of Halloween. Halloween's a big deal on the Glover Show. And so here we go. Skip.
All right. So hear me out. Picture a river. No, so whether it's the Wolfman, especially the Anthony Hopkins version, or maybe the Hound of the Baskervilles, which wasn't that scary, mm-hmm. or Silver Bullet, the foggy field, the foggy
the moor,
yeah. or the and like I said, the Anthony Hopkins. Remake,
I
thought
one.
Was great
yeah.
because the house was foggy. The courtyard of the house, mm-hmm. I mean, just a great setting for that type of thing. So, like the foggy moor, yeah. foggy yard or whatever.
The moor from what?
Wolfman. Or,
oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, Hound of the Baskervilles, that was what was scary mm-hmm. about that, as it happened down the moor. And
I love American Werewolf in London.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, avoid the moors.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Skip. Oh, I'm sorry, Rach.
I'm not going again.
I've never seen Saw, but isn't there like a central warehouse that he keeps them all in or something?
I've never seen Saw either.
Okay,
I saw the first one, so I had the Saw room on there.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I've only seen the very first one. but
what do you think, Andrew?
Sure, Saw Room. I mean, I think it should be on the list in terms of purely in terms of places where you don't want to wake up.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to wake up there.
That's literally what happens to them is they wake up there and it's no good. It sucks.
Mm.
They're like, this place sucks. Dave, last one. Two left, I guess.
I have The Basement from The Conjuring, although Skip hasn't seen it. No one's seen this but me, but just The Haunted House from The Ghost of Mr. Chicken was the original thing.
I love that movie.
Okay, well, let's do that. That's what originally caused me to spend a life in the paranormal. So,
Is that movie a comedy?
Yes. But it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's scary.
I still don't understand. I know I'm just going to have to watch
Poltergeist? I was trying to count.
Did you take a 25-second nap there for a second?
I'm mathing the time.
The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Okay, God.
Often confused with Poltergeist.
Dave talks about this 85 times a year, and every time he talks about it, I have less of an understanding of what the film is about.
Andrew, does your left arm hurt?
I was trying to count, and I'm trying
toast?
To...
So you said Sonny Corleone from The Godfather.
I
thought The Godfather was forbidden.
I saw some outdoor stairs and it really messed me up. Okay, last one.
I will go.
Has anybody seen The Descent?
I have not, but I keep thinking about it.
What about the caves?
I keep thinking about monsters.
I've considered watching it.
I think that's legit. I didn't even think about that, but that is a truly horrifying place. The cave and The Descent.
I'll tell you what.
Is that how you descend?
I'll tell you what. You're going to be wishing for some outdoor stairs when you see them. Some outdoor stairs would fix the whole situation, honestly.
I'm not walking down those.
I'm repelling down.
This whole thing would be a lot easier if we had some outdoor stairs.
Mm. Okay, here we go.
Weirdest list ever.
16 of scary places to wake up. Phantasm Mortuary.
Show me Wiggins' bedroom. Sorry, Ryan.
I smell cod and regret.
I smell pickled herring. It's everywhere. It's on the wall.
I smell Victoria Jackson. Phantasm Mortuary versus Room 1408.
I've never seen Room 1408, so I'm...
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, I haven't seen that many of the more recent ones.
You'd love it.
It's great.
I gotta go Phantasm because that one just scared me to death as a kid.
I'll go 14.
I'll go Melting Hotel Room.
I have to go 14 because when I Googled Phantasm, it just came up with a bunch of Batman stuff.
Do we have anyone to ask about
Tom
Riggers,
by the way?
That's
not very
fair. Yeah.
Is Klein out there?
Yeah. Right, Klein and Carl, I think, is floating around as well.
Wait a minute. This brings up a question. Why does Phantasm bring a bunch of Batman stuff
up? I guess there's like a Batman Phantasm.
There could be. I'm not familiar with that one.
I Googled Phantasm Basement, and then there's like...
Did you mean Phantasm Batman?
Wait. Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Gotcha.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
No, it doesn't. Okay. The Pit from
Silence
versus The Caves from The Descent.
That is definitely two things that could have been solved with outside stairs.
Yeah, you know what? You might have to rethink those outside stairs.
They could be our savior. Yeah.
Exactly.
Look, all I'm saying, maybe more of an anti-hero than a villain, the outdoor stairs. Not always good.
Just James Gunn's coming back. Just take the stairs out of the pit.
All you have to do is walk up.
Give me the hose. I'm not touching those stairs.
Just throw that lotion down.
You're like the kid that won't eat peas. You're like,
I'm going to have the softest skin. Mofo's ever worn.
Hey, listen, give me the lotion and the hose. I don't care. I'm not taking those stairs.
He's going to make a purse out of my balls.
The pit.
I don't even know what the cave is.
They're full of monsters.
That's a more scary movie, but I think The Pit is a better... You know,
The Thing, where they were staying.
A lot of outdoor stairs there, let me tell you.
Versus The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, which Rach is now obsessed with.
I think The House and Ghost and Mr. Chicken would be a horrifying place to wake up. Yeah,
for sure.
I'm just going to pick whatever the tiebreaker is. I'll say
The Thing, but I'm guessing you're going to say The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
You're going to go Chicken?
What did you and Skip say? Chicken?
Chicken.
Jigging.
Yeah.
Why? Because you don't want to ask the person outside again?
No, I just, I've never seen either
what
of them.
What if it was about a giant chicken?
See, that's what it seems like. I have no idea.
Or just a chicken in blue pants just walking around a haunted house.
I'd say, why haven't I seen this
yet? Just a chicken named Mr. Chicken.
Room 237 versus Dracula's Castle.
Ooh.
Mm, it's good ones.
I think whether I knew the backstory of it or not, I'd still be scared in Dracula's Castle.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go Dracula, too, because it's a whole, it's not just one room you need to get out of. And I mean, I know.
You've seen the old naked lady, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But there could be anything in that castle.
But there's three
She's
naked vampires in the
blood.
Other thing.
There could be tons of naked old ladies in the in Dracula's Castle.
Yeah. There are at least three.
There probably are.
At least three.
The cemetery from the original Day Dawn of the Dead versus the Moors from a Wolfman movie.
Oh, man. Mm. Two outdoor locations, both very creepy.
I'm more familiar with the Moors.
Okay.
I would say in places I would least like to be, I'll say the Moors.
Okay.
Because the cemetery, it's clear visibility. Zombies aren't very fast.
I'm going to Moors, too. The Moors.
Right. The chainsaw barn versus any outdoor stairs.
You know.
I'm going barn.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go probably, the barn with a bunch
of
chainsaws
and
hooks.
I was thought I'd be the only one.
But the priest came falling down those stairs.
It was a scary scene, no doubt.
As much as I would like to chunk of cheese this, one of the scariest things in the world is that is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre to me.
Right.
Is that why they're scary? Because he fell down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's a scary, scary scene. They scare me. They look very sturdy.
You know, I've fallen downstairs before,
they have
too.
A very nice
You know,
railing.
That one kind of creaked a little bit. You needed a nail in that one.
Right. Yeah. Funny if the priest just slipped. Yeah.
These are not stable.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Our pal Skip Weber's here from Weber Chevrolet and Weber Ford. He's been playing Sweet 16 with us now for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. We've been playing Sweet 16 for 20 years. Sweet 16, for those of you who are new to the show, is where we just take anything, literally anything. If you have ideas, please, God, send them to us because I'm fresh out of ideas of things that we can rank. Today, we're doing the Sweet 16 of the scariest places from a horror movie or television show that you would least like to wake up and find yourself. By the way, speaking of Halloween, you can go online. Andrew, any idea where you go online to see the Halloween archives?
I believe it's KMOX.com/ Dave Glover Show, and then click on the Halloween Archives.
There you go. There you go. So it goes, just talking to Ben Boyd yesterday, who's one of the sports guys here, producers, and he candidly and weirdly said that he never listened to the show before we got here, but he's into the paranormal, and I'm like, thank you, Ben. And Ben's going to go and check those out. You can do that as well. Our Halloween show this year, 2021, is coming up just in about a week. It is Friday, the 29th of October. Mm-hmm. We went to the Jefferson Barracks Park, where they have a very long and storied history of paranormal activity. We're the first group to ever get in there, and I believe the last who ever will. So that is next Friday. Now we continue with the Sweet 16 of the scariest places to find yourself waking up. The Nostromo, which is from Alien, versus the Room from Saw.
I'm telling you, I don't know if I was ever more scared than watching Alien. The concept of the claustrophobic ship that was near deserted. I'm going there. Yeah.
Sure.
Room versus Andrew's written Oreo.
It's Orca.
Ah. Jaws versus Room.
No, it's Oreo. Terrifying.
I haven't seen Room, so I have to go with Oreo.
I'm definitely going Oreo.
Yeah, I'll go Oreo because it's on the ocean.
One day I'm going to buy a boat and name it Oreo now.
Not just because of that.
Yeah, that's great.
Elite Eight, scariest places to wake up. 1408 versus the Pit with James Gum.
The Pit.
I got to go Pit. I've never seen the other movie.
Go Pit. The House of the Chicken versus Dracula's Castle.
Dracula's Castle.
They're reminiscent of each other.
Not the
a bit.
Chicken coop.
I think that's gonna say. I think they call that a coop, Dave. not the House of the Chicken.
The haunted
chicken.
Coop.
Someone needs to make a movie called The House of the Chicken.
I will go with Dracula's Castle. Band.
I'll go with Dracula's Castle.
Right.
I should write down what I think the plot of The Ghost of Mr. Chicken
yes.
is.
Oh my God, yes. We should all write down.
Not The Ghost of.
I don't think Trish has
not
seen it either.
Not The Ghost of. The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
So all three of us should write down what we think
that's the plot of. That's a game
for
the show.
I've seen it, though.
The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. Yeah.
I'm going to have everyone over to my place, and we're watching that movie, and you're all going to laugh at me so hard. I'll be like,
No, it's not a scary movie per se, but
see,
the setting
the
is scary.
Thing. I can't tell if he likes it, if he thinks it's scary, if he thinks it's funny.
I love it because it's iconic.
My brother...
It's just confusing.
My brother had me watch it when I was about 6, and it's terrifying when you're 6. So passing it on, paying it forward, yeah. I had Nick watch it when he was about 5, and it scared him to death. Phoebe's held out, but
it's mainly just a classic. I mean, if you grew up watching movies
Scooby-Doo.
On Channel 11 on Saturdays and Sundays, it was on, you know, during the Halloween time, and just couldn't miss it.
The Moors versus this stupid barn from Texas Chainsaw.
I'm gonna go the barn with the hooks and the chainsaws.
Consider the high likelihood, however, that the barn did have outdoor stairs. Very likely. I'm going to say the barn. That's
yeah,
a bad barn.
I'm going the barn, too.
Sure. Alien versus Orca. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Alien.
Yeah, Alien.
I say Alien.
Okay, so. Final four of spooky places to wake up in honor of Halloween. We have The Pit from Silence of the Lambs versus Dracula's Castle.
Mm. Pure spookiness, I'm going the castle.
Me too.
Yeah, that's an inspired pick. Yeah. That castle is a scary castle.
Yeah.
All castles are a little scary.
Exactly.
I think The Pit is more the fait accompli. You know you're not going to have The Pit.
Yeah.
But I think I would rather that than have to run from Dracula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, more places to hide.
I mean, how do you even go...
Like Dracula doesn't know all the places to hide in his castle.
Well, like you get there, and hey, let me show you to your room. Yeah, like I'm falling asleep now.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to wake up in that room because I'm never going to be able to fall asleep in that room
Thank
in the
you.
First place.
Thank you, Count.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, great, Skip says. Now this is a whole thing.
I'm never going to sleep in here.
Exactly. How long do I got to be here?
Skip's crawling out the fire escape, and I'm like, I can't do it. Let's see. The barn, stupid barn versus Alien.
Wow, that's too, ooh.
Yeah, man.
I gotta go the barn.
I have to watch this Texas Chainsaw
Massacre. I've never even seen
think
it,
you do.
I'm scared
it's
of the barn.
So scary, dude.
Yeah.
I'll say Alien, though.
I'm gonna say Alien, too. That the claustrophobicness of it would be.
Okay, Alien moves on. There you go. Scariest place to wake up, would it be in the Nostromo? Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm. Nostromo.
Or the Castle of Dracula?
It's old Italian architect, I think.
Go in castle.
I'll go castle also.
I'll say ship.
Dracula's castle.
Wow,
is.
Castle gets it.
There you go. Thank you. Quick break, right back. TGS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.